Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Freyhofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, changes in adult immunization for 2017. The latest update from ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Here's why it matters. Each year, ACIP summarizes the immunizations adults age 19 and older need. The new adult schedule is available on the CDC website. It's also published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The format is relatively short and colorful. For each vaccine, two color-coded graphics are used with corresponding footnotes. There's also a table with contraindications and precautions for each vaccine. The new graphic design features blocks instead of bars. It may look more streamlined, but don't ignore the footnotes. Read them carefully and completely. They contain important and specific detailed instructions about who needs what, and when, and even how. The new graphics categorize vaccine information two ways, one by age group, the other according to medical conditions. So what's new? A lot. But one thing's the same. Everyone 6 months and older needs flu vaccination every year. So the what's the same, but the how has changed. ACIP says for this year, only the shot will do. For 2016-2017, LAIV4, the quadrivalent live attenuated influenza vaccine, aka the nasal flu vaccination, is out. Studies showed it just didn't seem to work. Researchers are still trying to figure out exactly why. But meanwhile, there are still plenty of flu vaccine choices for adults, like both the trivalent and quadrivalent versions of IIV, the inactivated influenza vaccine. There's also the almost egg-free CCIIV, the cell-cultured inactivated version. Don't forget about RIV, the recombinant influenza vaccine. It's totally egg-free. Adults age 65 and older have additional choices, the high-dose version and the newer adjuvanted formulation, Fluad, also only for adults age 65 and older. There's more, and it's good news for anyone allergic to eggs. Adults with hives-only egg allergy can be given any age-appropriate IIV or RIV. The amount of egg protein in even the IIV vaccines grown in eggs is minuscule. The same goes for adults with more serious egg allergy symptoms, including angioedema, respiratory distress, lightheadedness or recurrent vomiting, or a reaction requiring epinephrine. They also can receive any age-appropriate IIV or RIV with an important stipulation. It must be given under the supervision of a healthcare provider who is able to recognize and manage severe allergic conditions. The schedule says pregnant women should only receive the inactivated influenza vaccine. The next change in the lineup, HPV vaccination. What's new? Cancer protection through vaccination has gotten a little bit easier if you start vaccinating young. Only two doses of HPV vaccine are needed for those who start the series before age 15. The doses should be given at least 6 months apart. The three-dose requirement still applies for anyone who starts the HPV vaccine series at 15 or older. For hepatitis B protection, there's a clarification about the types of liver disease that call for Hep B vaccination. Take a look at the list. Fatty liver disease is on it. So is anyone with an ALT or AST level greater than twice normal. Recommendations for meningococcal vaccination have also been tweaked. Adults with HIV infection now should receive two doses of meningococcal conjugate vaccine, MACWY. Routine MenB vaccination for those with HIV is not currently routinely recommended. For meningococcal B protection, ACIP gives no preference as to which of the two vaccines to use, but there is some clarification about the number of doses needed for one of them. MenB FHBP vaccine, brand name Trumenba. During a MenB outbreak, three doses are needed. For routine vaccination of healthy adolescents and young adults, two doses will suffice. No changes were made to the two-dose schedule for the other MenB vaccine, MenB4C, brand name Bexsero. So that's a quick look at the changes, but please take some time to read the footnotes carefully and pay close attention to the pneumococcal vaccination section. It's complicated. Remember that there are now two pneumococcal vaccines for adults, the polysaccharide PPSV23 vaccine and the conjugate PCV13. They should not be given at the same time. Depending on age and medical condition, some patients need one, some patients need both, some patients need PPSV23 revaccination. Who needs what and when is all in the footnotes. I know, it's a lot to remember. And here's my advice. Keep a hard copy of the new adult immunization schedule available in your exam rooms or on your mobile device. Share it with your staff. It's your best way to make sure your patients get the vaccinations they need. And as I say each year, happy vaccinating! From Medicine Matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Freihofer.